Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. When Six Strings Quartet dropped in 1773, the French aristocracy went wild for it. A well-loved, respected, and talented member of the upper echelon had just reinvented violin concertos. So why isn't his name listed in the hallowed halls of music? This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Funny how they can easily pronounce Tchaikovsky, but have difficulty with black names. And when it came to Joseph Bellone de St. George's, they tried to bury it and not pronounce it at all. Born of an enslaved Guadalupe woman and her plantation owner, St. George's grew up with great privileges. He was educated at prominent schools in France and was a master fencer. St. George's earned the title of Chevalier when he became one of the first black colonels in France's history and led Europe's first all-black army. It isn't known when he began studying music, but he was an accomplished violinist and wrote countless concertos, symphonies, operas, and sonatas. St. George's would go on to lead several prominent orchestras and was even employed by Marie Antoinette. He was so prolific that a little-known musician copied his style at the time. That musician was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Joseph Bellone, who was referred to as the Black Mozart, was relegated to the shadow. White musical historians tried to bury his talents and accomplishments, but the truth always comes out. Don't believe their lies. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.